my discretion. And if I've broken any laws, find me. Yeah, okay. 9.4 is the Glenara Planning Scheme Review 2018. Do I have a mover for this item? Councillor Hines has printed.
Yes, thanks.
A seconder, Councillor Silver, Councillor Hines.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a big body of work. I have to admit from the start, I'm not entirely happy with it. I would like to see our quality design guidelines implemented more quickly. There's a lot of three-storey buildings going up and applications coming in that would be better if they could be regulated by our quality design guidelines. But, you know, and that is outside our major activity centres, but that piece of work under this is going to take 2 years. Heritage or certain aspects of the heritage is certainly now going to take a long time. It's very detailed and an onerous undertaking, and it'll come in stages, but the last stage won't be for 5 or 6 years, which is also unfortunate. The hidden gems work will include interwar heritage guidelines, which was a question that was raised of us, and that's coming in the next couple of years. However, overall, the work plan is still very ambitious, and it is a major challenge catering for our growing population with the least possible impact on the amenity of our residents. Now, I know our planning staff are very keen to do the most work they can in this space, and as anyone who's worked with them would be able to see. So when they come to us and they have worked hard to work out the best way to achieve the most for our residents efficiently in the least possible time, then we can raise questions about the timings, and we have, but at the end of the day, I think we need to trust them that they know that this is the best way for them to achieve what we want them to achieve. So although I'm not happy with aspects of it, I'm happy to move it because I understand that this is the best way forward for our municipality. This work plan, or review work plan, amends the results of the 2016 review. And we have actually achieved quite a lot under that review. We've done structure plans for our major activity centres, Bentley, Carnegie and Elsternwick. We've done an integrated transport strategy. We have done the first stage of the quality design guidelines. We've done a minor heritage review, and we've also worked on an affordable housing statement, and there's more to come in that space as well. We are working on a lot more from the 2016 plan, including East Village, which is coming to us next week, the first stage of that, the Caulfield Station area, and implementing our structure plans. We need to integrate, one of the challenges has been that we need to integrate with the constantly changing state planning provisions, and the state government has also been very active in this area in changing various things, and those changes are set out in detail in the review, and actually they're set out in detail in quite a few pages of the review, which demonstrates how much work has been done there. The work plan sets out the work that we intend to do and the timelines. It sets out the progress against the 2016 plan in great detail. So anyone who wants to know how we've been going, what we've been meant to do so far, can read that in the work plan, in the review. And the 2018 work plan also includes other matters that we've been looking forward to and our residents have been looking forward to, such as a parking policy, developer contribution provisions, an open space strategy refresh, social and affordable housing strategy. There's an attachment 2 here, which is the 2018-19 commitments. It's right at the end of this agenda item. And that includes getting the Bentley and Carnegie plan scheme amendments underway, more heritage review work, East Village, getting planning scheme amendments and structure plans underway for that, and tree protection measures. So there's a lot of work we're going to do over the next year, over the next 2 years, and into the future. And the intention of it all is to try to make Glenara a better place to live, or at the very least make it make the impacts on it as little as possible and direct the growth that we all know we're going to have into the right areas and into the best form of developments that we can manage.
Thanks, Councillor Holmes. Councillor Silver?
That was a pretty good summary by Councillor Hines, Mr. Mayor, so I've got much to say other than if you want to have a best of all the various council decisions, planning decisions that got up to VCAT, those are in there as well. The review is quite literally a review document that actually shows the amount of work we do or have done over the last 2 year period, and it does all amount to a fair bit. So if you do would like to be put to sleep at some stage just by reviewing all those documents. They're very important documents, but it's the compilation of a long time's work.
Thank you, Councillor Silver. Any councillors wishing to speak against this item? Any councillors wishing to speak on this item? Councillor McGee?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Like most documents, everyone approaches it in their own particular way. Any opportunity to do a planning scheme review or look at the past, the present and the future does give us a great opportunity and an opportunity for change. I see this planning scheme review more about us, those that live here, those that want to live here and those who want to come and share with us and how we accommodate new residents in the future. I looked at it a similar vein as Councillor Himes about the quality design guidelines, and that's where I spent a bit, most of my time going through the document and what I was looking for. And it kept getting down to the urban design. What is our city going to look like? And to answer that, you know, you got to look at, you know, where do we live, how do we live, who do we share with, and what does that look like now, and what's it going to look like in the future? This is a document that we'll see time and time again, not just this council, but future councils, because planning policy should not be allowed to just sit stagnant. It has to evolve. It never be allowed to discriminate in any way. And we see discrimination within planning, and I mean it in a polite manner, but it should never be allowed to discriminate between race, religion, wealth, gender. How do you connect that to planning? And I think you connect it to planning very, very well, because we talk about affordable housing. We talk about, a great multicultural community. Well, you know, I think we've been talking about a multicultural community in planning for such a long time that I think we're finished with that. I think we can actually move on from multiculturalism. We have to now start looking at developing policies and planning schemes that actually look at, instead of multi-racial development is what I want to see. I want to see developments that have every race in the same street, not multicultural where groups live in certain areas. It's got to be multiracial where everybody is mixed and they all live in the same place. I see this is a start of that. I see that the planning scheme reviews is, and the Glenora planning scheme in particular, because we've all had such intimate experiences with it, it's about our residents and what our residents want. It's how our city should look and how our residents want it to look. And of course that puts pressure on us when it goes to VCAT, because VCAT doesn't have to consider our planning scheme. Well, they consider it by acknowledging that they don't want to look at it. And for that purpose, that is considering it. And if they would actually just apply our planning scheme, I think our city would be a much, much better place. I looked at it and the things that are important to me. And I said to myself, is heritage important? Is open space important? Is density, privacy, security and affordability? They're what's important to me in a planning scheme. And this document goes a long way to actually talking about that, implementing that. I would like it to have more teeth. I'd like it to have more consistency. I'd like it to have more strength. And only in VCAT do we see that it needs that strength. And I remind everyone that it's not that long ago that VCAT approved over 500 apartments in the city that this council rejected because it didn't meet the previous Glenora planning scheme. So the stronger we make it, the better we make it, and the more input we put into it, the better we'll be. And I can see this coming back in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years' time, and it'll continue to evolve as it should.
Thank you, Councillor McGee. Any other councillors wish to speak on this item? Councillor Dalhousie?
Yes, thank you, briefly. I think I somewhat agree with Councillor McGee. I hope it doesn't come back in 3 years, because the Heritage Part will still be going through, and anyway, it's starting to... I think what I'm learning on council is the very annoying lesson of having patience. And the last item showed that, you know, you can just sort of have patience and keep going on. The heritage, the fact that the heritage will be drawn out over that period of time is a little gut-wrenching, but also will result in a better output and a better product. So I'm learning to balance those two things. As Councillor Himes says, the fact that we're going to take into consideration interwar design and some of the things that we know are dear, that California bungalow look that we know are dear to those of us who live here that are not currently captured very well in any sort of consideration of heritage. It's more in the loosely defined neighbourhood character sort of realm. I would like to see that work done, and so I will continue to learn to be patient with those things. But if it comes back again in 3 years, that would be disastrous. But anyway, I agree. It's evolving. It's a living sort of breathing document, but it needs a little bit more guts to it. So this is good work, and it's a massive piece of work, but it's the type of work we should be concentrating on. So I'm pleased to endorse it.
Thank you, Councillor Dell. Have any councillors wishing to speak on this item? Councillor Taylor.
Yes, so it probably won't surprise you that I certainly hope that we can really surge ahead when it comes to environmentally sustainable design, and that we can really boost that aspect. I know we've been waiting for state government reforms in that area, but I really want us to be leaders and also encompass better waste management from the outset of the design of buildings, whether they are apartments or single dwellings as well. So that is something that I would certainly like to see fostered, because I know that a lot of us here have wanted to push that along faster and sooner, because we know there are developments happening right now that won't be optimal. And so, yes, that is a wish and a desire, and I'm just putting it out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Any other councillors wishing to speak on this item? I'll just mention one thing, and forgive me if you did mention this, and Councillor Hines, and I'm repeating myself, but I think the interim planning scheme controls for Bentley Carnegie and Alston Wick was something that we're achieving. And the reason I want to mention that is because the work that the team did, I know that, you know, all the councillors, but especially Mr. Ron Torres and his team and the City Futures team, the work that they did, there is just every time that I'm at any functions talking about planning, they talk about those controls and the fact that we did three centres all at once, and they want to learn more and more about it. So it shows that the work that we are doing is certainly leading compared to many other municipalities. I think most, in fact I know most, municipalities just do it one centre at a time, one, you know, block of land at a time, effectively, not literally block of land, but one centre. So I have to say a huge congratulations for the work and for what was achieved there to the team. Councillor Holmes, would you like to sum up?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. You're right, I should have mentioned the interim protections as well, because that was a great effort, and we'll do a lot to protect our major activity centres while we're doing the work on getting the planning scheme amendments implemented. Now, when this comes back to us is actually, I think it's June 2022, because the current rules say that you're meant to do a review of your planning scheme within a year of your community plan, and the community plan at the current scheduling will be due mid-2021. So we've got a little under 4 years grace before this needs to come back to us. On multiculturalism, I think I don't quite agree with Councillor McGee's understanding of multiculturalism, because my understanding of it is that it doesn't prevent different races and religions and ethnicities living together in the same street. That's not what it's about. Multiculturalism is about encouraging people to integrate with the community while still maintaining and sharing their cultures with the rest of the community and enriching the whole country by doing so. And I think it is one of the great reasons why Australia is such a strong community as it is today, because I think we do multiculturalism better than any other country. So I don't disagree with Councillor McGee's ultimate aim of having everyone living together. I just think that I don't see it. Multiculturalism is inconsistent with that, the way we practice it in this country.
Thanks, Councillor Holmes. I'll put this item to a vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 9.5 on tonight's agenda is the Road Management Plan Amendment. Do I have a mover for this item? Councillor Silver, as printed.
Printed, Mr. Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Second by councillors. Councillor Davey. Councillor Silver.
Well, Mr. Mayor, this is the end of a long process. It's been a few months since we put out the road management plan at the public exhibition. Road management plan is a requirement that we